I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The upcoming rainy season casts another woe upon Sudan, a North African nation already dealing with civil war and famine. The United Nations describes Sudan as one of the worst humanitarian disasters in recent memory. A believer Will Call John says Sudanese believers keep working to introduce Sudanese Muslim refugees to Christ, despite the constant challenges.
They are able to function and keep going because everyone involved grew up in war. They're motivated by a deep love for their country and for their people. And that love is not just patriotism. It's the love of God on their heart for their people.
Approximately 2 million Sudanese have crossed into neighboring countries like South Sudan, where Unfolding Word Partners are building a trauma healing center. Please keep their efforts in your prayers. Today is World Water Day, designed by the United Nations to raise awareness of the global need for clean drinking water. Roughly half the world's population experiences severe water scarcity for at least part of the year. Kenya Hope's Stephen Holman says in remote Kenya,
they have to depend on the rains or lack thereof and go great distances, sometimes 2 or 3 miles down to the rivers and bring back in plastic jugs what is pretty horrific stuff, and rivers that are shared with livestock.
Kenya Hope installs community water systems to help alleviate the need. By meeting urgent physical needs, Kenya Hope gains an opportunity to speak about the most important relationship anyone could have, a saving covenant with Christ.
Sometimes up to 300 people can watch the Jesus film, and then our pastors can go back to home after home and teach the gospel that way.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World is giving away a free copy of the book, The Legacy of William Carey. Get yours free at missionnews.org.